And the time now is 8:30. This is KQWC FM 95.7, Webster City, streaming live on KQRadio.com. And time now for our Thursday edition of the Community Corner. Well, those warm days and sunshine will be back for all those golfing enthusiasts around the listening area. And we've called upon Travis Brown from the Briggs Woods Golf Course in Webster City joining us. He's the superintendent at Briggs Woods. And Travis, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we're glad to have you out here as we get set for the golfing season. So we're all set to go next week.
Yes, we are. If everything holds up, we are planning on opening up April 1st as our date. It looks like we got some finicky weather out there, but if we can get some dry weather and some good winds out there dried up, we will be open the 1st.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, there was big news yesterday there, Travis, when I spoke with Brian Lammers, and that is Trent Rolfs. Rolfs. He did a wonderful job, but he's moving on, I'm told.
Trent was a great guy. He really brought some good stuff out to the golf course. But yes, Trent's going to be moving on. His last day out here at Briggs Woods is going to be the 3rd. So Sunday the 3rd will be his last day out there.
Yeah, and wish him all the best of luck.
Yes, we do.
With his new career, I'm told, at Town & Country Insurance.
I believe so, yes.
Good for him. Well, let's talk about preparations for 2022 there, Travis. What can golfers expect when they come at Briggs Woods this year?
You know, so obviously opening up in the 1st, we had a lot of hiccups last year, late December. We had that, I don't know if you call it derecho or tornado, that came through mid-December last year. So we've been in the process of picking up the golf course. We probably lost a good 30, 40 trees out there in the golf course, mainly on the front nine. Some golfers keep telling me they wish it would have been the back nine we lost those trees, but it was the front, so it hit us pretty good. So we've been dragging those out, cutting them up, and getting everything ready for the season. But as of the 1st, the fairways, the greens, and the tees will be clear for the golfers to come out and enjoy a good time.
Mm-hmm. And the rates are still the same this year.
Yes, they are. We kept all the rates the same this year. You know, last year was good to us. We want to keep that for the golfers. We kept all the rates the same this year.
Let's refresh our listeners of the cost. You have that in front of there.
Yeah, so you want to talk about memberships or you want to
talk memberships about... and fees. Let's just kind of run down the list.
All right, so we offer family, couple, single, senior, and junior passes out there at the golf course. And it starts anywhere from a junior pass being $175 to $175 for a junior pass, all the way up to $1,020 for a family pass. Now, one thing that we do have going for our new members out there is the first year you're a new member, your family, yourself, you get 50% off the first year membership. So that's a great deal for golfers to come out and check out the golf course. And we carry that over even the second year to 25% savings. Now, third year you're a member, it goes back to full price. But we do offer that great savings for new members.
Can't beat that.
No, sir. Other than that, yeah, we got single passes. We do have a brand new fleet of Yamaha golf carts we got in last fall, so the golfers can look forward to that. They're fuel injected, so there's no more messing with the choke. You hop on, you take off, and they're great carts. So we do have those to offer this year out at the golf course. They got windshields, and they do have divot mix bottles this year, so that's something for the golfers to look forward to.
How old were the other ones, the previous golf carts?
We do 5-year leases, so they were about 5 years old when we traded those in.
Okay, every 5 years you do this?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And we did up the amount of golf carts this year for the golfers. We've noticed an influx in golf the past couple of years, so we did up our golf cart fleet to 35 golf carts this year.
Mm-hmm. Briggs Woods Golf Course will be busy with a lot of tournaments going on, too, but it's more than just golf there, if I'm right.
Yeah, so we got 10 tournaments this year scheduled for throughout the season, starting June 1st all the way to October 16th. The first one you can expect is a senior amateur out there, and that's June 1st, and the last tournament of the season is going to be the 16th of October, and that's what we call our Heaven and Hell tournament. That's a new tournament we discussed going last year.
What about the Chili Dipper tournament?
Chili Dipper is a great, successful tournament they've been doing for years. That's October 1st and 2nd, and that's always a full tournament, so don't miss out on that.
Yeah, so again, the last tournament is October 16th.
October 16th is our last tournament, the Heaven and Hell, but yeah, October 1st and 2nd is our Chili Dipper that everyone looks forward to.
Also, throughout the season ahead there, Travis, there's some other events, too, at Briggs Woods Golf Course that's being sponsored by some businesses. I know that the Hamilton County Peace Officers Association have their big golf outing coming up in July.
We always look forward to that one. Yeah,
to help out a certain member of the law enforcement community who also served our country.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah, that's a great one to have out there. We really enjoy having the community out there and supporting our law enforcement for that one.
Very good. So that's coming up in July, but there's just some countless other tournaments too.
Yeah, we have, you know, outings. We have lots of outings out there at the golf course throughout the season. So, you know, I encourage everyone before actually making a trip out there, especially if you're coming, you know, from an hour or so away, to get a hold of the golf course, call the golf course, and make sure that, you know, there's not an outing or tournament going on that day. So when they get there, they're not surprised.
Again, we're talking with Travis Brown from the Briggs Woods Golf Course on our Community Corner today here on KQWC. We were talking off air there, Travis. Briggs Woods Golf Course is popular not only with local golfers, but people who come far away as Minnesota, you're telling me.
Yes, we, you know, Russ Appel started this many years ago. He went to Minnesota and started doing a golf show up there, and we start getting stay and play packages around the Twin Cities coming down. So, yeah, we get a lot of Minnesota golfers. They're still got ice and snow up there. They'll come down the first, and they'll be here for the first 2-3 weeks until they start getting some nicer weather up there.
And those nice days will come soon.
Yes, they will. We're looking forward to it.
Yep, absolutely. So, be sure to check that out. What else is going on at Briggs Woods?
You know, lots of things are going on at Briggs Woods. We actually, one of our own, John Laird's got a walking stick workshop coming up this Saturday at the conservation office. That is at 10 a.m., and what you'll do is you'll make a walking stick, a personalized walking stick. It's a great program if you want to get out there and do that. Our campground is open as of right now out at Briggs Woods. There is no water as of right now. We're planning on getting that open the first week in April if the weather holds up. But it is open. If you don't need water, you want to come out and camp, there, it is open as of right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also a very popular place there, and that is the conference center.
Yes.
Briggs Woods.
Yep. Yeah, if you have any type of business outings, weddings, any big events, that place can cater you and set it up right.
I know that's not in your department, but I guess they'll be having lots of activities. How many weddings coming up this year?
Yes, they do. It sounds like they got a full schedule over there at the conference center as far as weddings go. And we, you know, we go back and forth. You know, some of the golf tournaments will go over there and eat, or they'll golf in the morning. They'll go over there and eat for lunch and come back and golf. So we work together for that.
One event I know is coming up next Monday night, and that is the Pheasants Forever get together at the conference center.
Yep, that's true. That's Monday evening, I believe.
Right, next Monday, the 28th. But how many golfers did they have last year at Briggs Woods?
As far as rounds, are you talking members?
Members.
I believe there is well over 120 as of last year, and the numbers went up too, and they're going up consistently this year.
Is it because things are slowly trying to get back to business again?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, COVID, you know, was terrible for a lot of people, but in the golf world, we actually saw an influx in golf. You know, people weren't able to go out and do their normal lives, but they were able to still come outside and golf. So we actually did really well as far as the golf course.
And that was for last year and the year before that?
Yes. You know, the bad timing with 2020 was, you know, since COVID was hit us so hard, we actually lost a lot of outings and tournaments. So that, you know, hit us pretty good. But last year we had all those back and it was a great season.
What do we see down the future for Briggs Woods Golf Course? Would you like to see some other improvements down the road there, Travis?
There's always improvements to be made on the golf course. You know, we steadily are working on the greens as we go. We're really happy with the way those have turned out. They've sped up quite a bit the last couple seasons, very healthy. When I first started out there's quite a few dead spots and disease on the greens, so they've come a long way in 2 years. Since we're getting the greens kind of where we want them, we're starting to kind of work our way out. So we're working on tees and fairways as of right now. We did a lot of seeding last year and a lot of tee boxes, and we've been working on some fairway renovations.
And sure want to salute those staff that's behind the scenes.
Yes.
In working on those
greens. Yes, I could not do it without the staff. You know, it's not a one-man show at all. The staff definitely picks up where I cannot do it.
Mm-hmm. How many staff members?
So we have two full-time staff, Matt Doolittle and Kelly Yates on the golf course side of things. And we have full-time seasonals throughout the season as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we probably have about 3, 4, or 5 seasonals out there throughout the season. Mm-hmm. So about 8, 9 total.
Yeah. But nothing during the wintertime.
No, actually, we do keep our full-time staff on regular. Yeah, Matt Doolittle and Kelly Yates are there throughout the winter. When we got to get the golf course, all the equipment ready, the reels sharpened, all the signs ready for the season. So there's always something to do out there.
But after that storm last winter, everything should be back to normal somewhere. You're telling me they're still doing some work out there? Or?
Oh, yeah. We still have lots of cleanup going on the course. Like I said, we got hit real hard in that December windstorm. And you'll still see, even the golf course is open, you know, like I said, the greens, tees, and the fairways will be cleared off. But you'll still see trees down on the side of the rough and stuff like that we'll still be working on as we open up.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to cover here this morning? Have we covered just about everything? Or
I think we just covered about everything, Pat. To be honest, just a heads up, we do offer stay-and-play packages out there. Like we said, you know, we do it through the local hotels here in town and through our cabins. And, yeah, we also have the park. You know, don't forget the park. We have the campground out there. We got the Great Lake. You can go fishing, swimming, hiking. There's a little bit of everything to do out there at Briggs Woods.
Mm-hmm. And just a reminder, too, that the camping season will begin this next week, weather permitting on there.
Weather permitting, yes. If weather holds up, maybe we'll get the water turned on, and we'll have that ready to go.
From what Brian was telling me yesterday, Brian Lammers said that they hope to have all the camping all set to go next week, and the same goes for the other two parks.
Yes, sir.
In Hamilton County, Brett Bell's Mill, and also Little Wall Lake.
Correct, yep. Park. If the weather holds up, we will be open.
Now, if they want more information, there is a website. If they'd like to schedule their tee times, and also phone number, too, there.
Yep, BriggsWoods.com is where you can get on or get a hold of us. And, yeah, that's where you're actually going to set up your stay and play packages. You can actually set up your dates, too, to come out and play. The website's got everything. So,
all right, so check that out. And it should be, let's hope, a fun golf season there, Travis.
Yes, sir, it should be a good one.
I know you're going to be busy for the time being until we get someone to replace Trent. And again, we wish Trent all the very best.
Yes, we do. Good luck to Trent. And yeah, we look forward to what we've got going in the future.
All right. Travis, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Pat.
And that does it for Community Corner on KQWC. Tomorrow morning, I'll be talking with Rob Bacon, our state representative, see what's happening in Des Moines on the state capital scene. But once again, many thanks to Travis Brown joining us this morning here on the Community Corner here on KQWC.